This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Remember the elderly woman who sued McDonald's because the coffee was too hot? Many people see that as one of those frivolous lawsuits that drag corporations down. This is one of the many exhibits at the American Museum of Tort Law in Connecticut. The museum's director, Rick Newman, former trial lawyer, says that what people may not remember from that case in the early 90s is that the victim was badly burned and the McDonald's served coffee that's hotter than in many other places.
At 190 degrees, coffee will cause full-thickness skin burns requiring skin grafts in 3 seconds. Spill. You're going to the hospital.
The victim first only sought compensation for her medical bills, but McDonald's offered $800. She sued, ending up with $640,000. It's these kinds of stories this museum highlights with posters, displays, multimedia.
All these corrupt situations that were killing, injuring, and making people sick over the years were broke open by the use of the law of torts. The first responders, the bell ringers, are wrongfully injured people who use their rights under Constitution and get a contingent fee lawyer to take the case into open court against the powerful.
That voice ring a bell? Famed consumer advocate and frequent presidential candidate Ralph Nader. He's from this Connecticut town, Winsted. The museum is his baby, the result of 10 years of fundraising.
It's a great pillar of freedom in our country. Somebody's wrongfully injured can have a trial by jury under our Constitution. And I don't think people learn in high school, much less college, the great defender that tort law is of their health and safety.
Now, right over here is a car. It's a real car, right? That's a Chevy Corvair, 1963. When you look at it, what comes to mind?
Comes to mind a beautifully deadly car. It is a car that was unstable in cornering maneuvers. Its steering column ran back into the driver in a left front type collision. And it leaked carbon monoxide, which, of course, you can't smell, taste, or feel. Otherwise, it's really quite a stylish car.
Do you see the fruits of your efforts built into pretty much any 2018 car?
Yeah, of course. I mean, the cars today are much safer. I mean, you got better brakes, better handling.
And the car industry wouldn't have just done that.
They wouldn't have done it, even though now they're making money and bragging about it and advertising. But it all started with tort litigation against General Motors involving Corvair cars by a lawyer in California.
What was your early insight that this was something interesting to you?
Because I lost a lot of friends who were killed and permanently injured. High school, college.
Car wrecks.
Yes. The likelihood of being killed today in a car crash is 1/5 or 1/6 of what it was in the 1960s. And so I began looking into it. There were no seatbelts, no padded dash panels. And I got angry. And then I filled my head full of facts. So fire in the belly, facts in the mind, that's what makes democracy thrive.
You see this area of law as a way to keep powerful interests, corporations, somehow in check?
Yeah, of course. It's the only tool that people can use without asking anybody's permission. So if they're wrongfully injured by a polluter or a company produces a dangerous product, they can go to a contingent fee lawyer and have a trial by jury. And they can subpoena the most powerful people in these companies to come and be cross-examined. Where else can you do that?
And the idea here is, in your view, is to change behavior. It's not to soak corporations for money.
Well, it's to make perpetrators pay the price of their damage when they kill, injure, make people sick, damage property, damage reputation. In the process, which is open to the public and the media, millions of people learn about these bad practices and defective products, and bad parties who are practicing the same kind of thing get the signal that they better shape up because they're going to be sued too.
I consider you on the political left. But is this issue, is it a partisan issue in your view?
Just the opposite. That's why so many liberal and conservative visitors here are transformed, because they know when they confront air or water pollution or a defective car, there's no discrimination. Choosing conservatives over liberals, they all bleed. They all get sick. It's what I call indiscriminate justice.
But you don't feel that you've sometimes paid more than you should for your car insurance because these lawyers are out suing in these accident cases?
Just the reverse, because the more safety built in cars, the less crashes, the fewer deaths, and the fewer claims on the insurance companies. The tradition in the insurance industry used to be loss prevention. They need to pay attention to it again.
We're at a time of rapid technological change, especially in the auto industry. Some of these driverless cars will be on the road soon. They're testing them even now. You wouldn't want tort law, would you, to get in the way of experimenting with technology that could save lives ultimately?
Not if they experiment off the highway. We want tort law to get in the way of unsafe driverless cars for pedestrians and other motorists, most definitely. And that seems to be the only break now on this pell-mell rush on driverless cars without revealing the data for all their flamboyant claims.
So, in fact, tort law, in your view, is going to play an important role in making sure that this moves in the direction of safety, not in some other direction.
As long as the courts are open for the people of this country who are wrongfully injured to hold their perpetrators and wrongdoers accountable, that will be the fundamental safeguard. And if it is pursued, we will get more action from the legislatures and from the regulatory agencies to do their job and protect the American people.
Consumer advocate Ralph Nader, thank you very much.
You're welcome, David.